When we buy things, we think that what we purchase becomes our own. This includes our right to sell what we own when we're done using it. However, with the rising amount of intellectual property that goes into our most common purchases, a closer analysis is necessary. Take copyrights, for example. The first sale doctrine in copyright law tells us that when we buy a copyrighted music CD or a book, copyright protection for the content of the CD or book is exhausted, so we can then have full ownership rights in the item we've bought. Full ownership rights include the right to sell the item, which is fine because the copyright holder's rights in the item were exhausted when it was sold. The first sale doctrine under copyright law is federal law under the Copyright Act. The question that has recently arisen is, what about sales of copyrighted items outside the United States? At first glance, there seems to be no reason to treat foreign sales any differently from domestic sales, until we think about the economics of price differentiation. From a seller's perspective, they would like to be able to split up their markets such that they can charge the best marginal price in a given geographical region. This would mean that if most people in Thailand are willing to pay only a low price for an item, but demand in the United States is much higher, a seller would prefer to sell the item at a low price in Thailand and at a higher price in the US. A problem arises when a buyer purchases an item in Thailand and then resells it in the United States. This sales strategy is called arbitrage and is the subject of the very recent U.S. Supreme Court decision in Kurtzang versus John Wiley & Sons. Supap Kurtzang, a Thai graduate student in the United States, had his family buy textbooks published by Wiley at a lower price in Thailand, and he then resold them in the U.S. Recent decisions by federal appellate courts had held that this was illegal, interpreting the words in the Copyright Act, lawfully made under this title, to impose a geographical limitation on where the first sale doctrine applied. Those courts held that only domestic and not international sales exhausted the copyright owner's rights. The U.S. Supreme Court reversed these decisions, understanding the statute to say that as long as the subject matter was made without violating copyright law, the first sale doctrine applied, regardless of where the item is sold. This is not the first time that copyright holders have been forced to work around the exhaustion of their rights in the products they sell. Software is a perfect example. Most software is copyrighted, so software companies don't sell software to buyers and instead only license the use of the copyrighted software. In most cases, this protects the software from being resold under the first sale doctrine because no sale ever took place. The question is, will a similar strategy work for books? For example, could publishers start including license agreements with their books as in shrink-wrapped textbook sales, or start licensing ebooks like software, or start printing different versions of books for different countries? In short, the publishing industry and other industries that rely on copyright protection for geographical price differentiation might have to significantly alter their global strategy or come up with some other means of arbitrage. In light of the Supreme Court's ruling in Kurtzang, we will learn more about new business models being developed by book publishing houses. I'm Jay Kaysen.